Blog Talk Radio.
I almost
I thank you for forgiving me over and over again. Yeah, I'm calling on you, Heavenly Father. I'm down on my knees. Say, call on you no matter the hour. Lord, I'm in need. I've been messing up the long.
Never end. The Red Sea is in front of you. Pharaoh and his army behind you. But my brother, if you look your head up to the sky, God has not forgotten you. And his angels will camp around you. But he'll never leave you nor forsake you. His word is true. Did it for me. Every boy or girl.
To every boy or girl.
Thank you.
He loves you.
For your glory, I will do anything. How many of us can really make that statement? Welcome, everybody, to the Inspiration Factory. You have your humble host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration. And joining me tonight, as with all the other nights, is my partner in praise, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. What's good with you, Van? How are you tonight?
Hey, what's good, Paul? I'm doing great, brother. How about yourself?
Can't complain. Cannot complain. He woke me up this morning. Yeah. Everything after that.
Amen.
It was no-brainer.
Amen.
I
woke
think
me
about
up
that.
This morning.
For your glory. Go ahead.
Started us on our way.
Yeah.
I thought you was getting ready to sing.
I was, but I was muted. And y'all should be thankful that I was muted. But I just keep thinking about that song. For your glory, I will do anything.
Yes.
Yeah. That accomplishes a lot. I mean, can I was just thinking, can I really, really make that statement?
You know, the moment you make that statement, you know God going to test you. He going to see how willing you really are to just do anything.
Yeah. And you know, it's so easy to do those things that fall within our agenda.
Mm-hmm.
But when he calls you to do something outside of what is comfortable for us, outside of what's pleasant for us, outside of what's easy for us, will we?
Some of us definitely
can do is pray that. Yes. Pray that at the time of testing, you'll be ready.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately for all of us, God knows our heart. So when we fall, occasionally, once or twice, he knows our heart. That just shows just
how
glorious he is.
Yes, he does.
Graceful he is, how merciful he is. Well, anyway, we're here to do open mic tonight. This is the Inspiration Factory, an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. CEO, Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, this is his baby. And we're just all grateful to be included in it. 319-527-6300 is the number. If you're listening in the chat room, be sure you dial that number before the 11 o'clock hour, because if we go into overtime, you will not be able to join us. And I'm going to throw you under the bus, man. I'm going to ask you a real difficult question. Let's see how, see if you've been doing your homework here lately.
Mm-hmm.
How do we usually start a show?
Okay, so this is how we usually start the show. We usually start the show with three songs and then a little bit of dialogue. And then Paul Sampson usually prays. Yeah.
Oh, you're good. You're good. All righty, then. I like that. I like that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see you off the bus. Yes. We must bring each show in.
Absolutely.
In
we
prayer.
Most certainly do.
So since the honors was bestowed upon me this evening, would you all join me at the throne? Heavenly Father, we come before you this evening. First and foremost, asking your forgiveness of anything that we may have done that was not pleasing to you, or anything that we should have done that we neglected to do, willfully or unknowingly.
Yes.
Ask you to forgive us, Lord. We invite you into this program this evening. We ask for you to have your way, Lord, that any attempts of the enemy to disrupt your word from going out, any attempts from the enemy to stop callers from calling in that have something that they want to share, we rebuke Satan, Father God, and in the name of Jesus the Christ, we bind him from this platform.
Yes,
that we
Lord.
Might glorify you. We might get use that gift that you gave us, Lord, to edify you. And through you, maybe touch someone else. So we welcome you, Lord. We love you. And we pray this in the precious and mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen.
As you all know, tonight's open mic. So this gives you a chance to do one that you want to practice on or something that just touched your heart. that you thought might not be in theme. We don't have a theme, so anything you bring that's profanity-free, we would love to hear. And with that, my brother from another mother.
Yes, sir, my brother. First. Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure. The title of this piece is called Cry Out.
Mike is yours, King.
Thank you, brother. I cried out to God and the angels assembled. It was the one time the darkness trembled. My reflection of protection and perfection had me humbled. The heavens and earth shook as the sky rumbled. He was coming back for his sheep. We no longer have to weep. The joint effort between men tried to stop the inevitable when the lightning struck a tree. It burned to the ground vigorously. The angels encamped all around me and rejoiced in this barren land, shouting and singing praises to God. No more demons in my head, just worship and praise with my hands raised. How can I lift my arms when my life is like sirens and alarms? But you are faithful. You are wonderful. You are masterful. You are delightful. Your motives are pure. Even when we are unsafe, me crying out was necessary because you made me stationary. And that's that piece.
Okay, that was that piece. Wow, no more demons in my head.
Yes, sir.
That's a thought that just really stuck with me. You know, we all fight with demons in our heads. But yes. Another thing you were saying about him making you stationary. It reminds me of a saying somebody told me that he sat me down before he had to lay me down, you know. He made you stationary before he had to take you out of the equation.
Amen.
Another example of his mercy, his grace, his love for us.
Yes, God. Thank you, God.
That's pure praise there, bro.
To God be the glory.
You know,
not mine.
You have to cry out to the Lord.
Yes, it is a must. It is a must. Sometimes he's waiting for you to come to him humble and broken and just in that place where he knows you need him. And you crying out to him gives him joy.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Why don't I cry out? I love it. Was there something specific that spurred you on to writing that?
You know, Paul, I wrote that piece a few weeks after my birthday in 2019. It was a moment where I had been struggling with a few things, and I just cried out to him, and he prompted me to write this piece.
Mm. I'm sure he's well pleased. It's an awesome piece. That's one that you know, you feel it.
Yeah.
It's something that we all have, hopefully we have all done it one time or another. And we'll continue to do it.
Yes, sir. To God be the
beautiful
glory.
Amen. Amen. Now.
And What offering do you have, my brother?
Marriage is. That's not going to work either, is it? Okay. All righty. I have a piece I wrote last year. And it was during a time when it was really being publicized with the cops killing black folks, and it just the resurgence of racism in this country, hatred in this country. Yeah, it was partly due to the Trump administration that really spurred me on the writing this, but it's called Hate. I cannot will not ever understand how this came to be. How the color of one's skin supersedes the spark of God we all have within. I will not and cannot understand how hate is taught to one's child, simply because it certainly wasn't there when each pure and innocent baby let out their very first cry. Somewhere during the course of their life, they were taught to hate the color of skin. When we all have the same spark of God within, I cannot and will not ever understand why. The reality of it makes me want to break down and cry and scream at the top of my lungs, why, God, why? Why can't these hate mongers see the harm that hatred brings? Can't they see the collateral damage of their hate? Do they truly not care? Does it not matter to them, or that they damage their own children as well? Don't they recognize that hatred is one of the greatest weapons of hell? The saddest part is that we each have a greater weapon at hand. We have the ability to rise above the hatred infecting man. We each carry the love and the power to love given by the great I Am. And until we allow the love of God that resides within each of us, the source of our power to rise above all this hatred and racist stuff, until we see and believe that God within is more than enough, until we each really see who is inside and realize that this is what makes us who we are. Covering on the outside is just that, clothing for the heart. And until we do, this racial desire will forever keep us apart. Divided we stand, and united we fall. This hatred and racial division will be the death of us all. That's that piece.
Wow. This is an amazing write, Paul. One thing about the last presidential administration, it opened the eyes of how people truly feel about the color of one's skin.
Yeah.
And instead of it moving us beyond what the previous administration was trying to do, I feel like it set us back. We went backwards.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And those who are avid supporters, that there's an underlying troubling situation there, when you clearly just are okay with the level of hate for the color of one's skin that truly exists. And we actually have to start within our own community first, because I've never seen our race hate each other as much as we do in certain circles. So it is a big problem abroad, in our communities, and we should never hate. Hate is such a strong word. I dig that piece, Paul. Thank you for sharing that.
Appreciate that. You know, you're so right about the hatred that's going on in our community. One of my dear friends, Josephine, her son and his wife were visiting one of her girlfriends in Trenton last night. They were coming out the house, going to the car, and she said, "Oh, hold on a minute, I have to go to the bathroom." They went back inside. As soon as they shut the door, it lit up out there like the OK Corral.
Went
through his windshield where he would have been sitting had she not stopped to go to the bathroom. Another one pierced the side of the car that may very well have struck her, and they had two babies with her.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man. It's getting crazier and crazier each and every day.
Every day?
Wow. I understand that this was prophesied. My God. The actually see these prophecies, it's I can't even describe it, but I know it breaks my heart to see us turning on ourselves like packs of dogs.
Yes, sir.
We got it hard enough in this world without, you know, playing each other. I think people use the word hate as easily as they use the word love. Those are both very, very, very strong emotions that shouldn't be used lightly, but we do.
Right.
But the only thing we can do is pray on it, pray for it. In a bad place. But if you know Jesus, if you know the Lord, no matter how bad it gets, no matter how bad it seems, he promises he will never leave or forsake us.
That's right.
He will not give us more than we can bear. So
that's right.
That means we need to get off our butts and get out there and let some other folk know. Because you see what's happening every day.
Right.
How would you feel if your neighbor's son got shot and killed and you hadn't shared with him the glory of Christ? You know where he's going. And he was a good kid. But good won't do it. Good won't do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have a forgiving God. We have a loving God. But we also have a righteous God. And that requires dedication, sacrifice on our part.
Amen. Amen.
Let's move forward and be our brother's keeper. That being said, we're going to start opening these lines up and do what we came here to do. Praise God and use his gift. So our first
Amen.
Caller on the line is area code 856. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. I have a feeling this might be Amelia. Or I could be wrong.
Maybe Gina.
Hello?
Maybe
Gina.
No.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello. 856.
How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah. We can hear you.
Perfectly.
Oh, I'm the first one.
Okay. You are the first one. Yes, you are.
How are you?
Hello.
Everybody.
How y'all doing? This is Marie.
Oh, hey, Marie. How you doing?
All right.
Yes. Welcome back.
Number one.
Right.
Oh, thank you. Well, I wanted to start off saying that I love both of you guys' pieces. They were good.
Thank you so much.
Right. Mm-hmm. I felt both of them.
Yeah, we cheat.
Our daddy helps us.
Absolutely.
Okay, so the poem that I called in to share with you guys is called Beauty's Only Skin Deep.
Okay.
That mic is yours.
Okay, so I wanted to start off reading 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. It says, "But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart." Okay, it's called Beauty's Only Skin Deep. They say beauty's only skin deep, and I believe that's true. So just sit back and listen while I tell this story to you. There were two women in this man's life. Now this man had to choose which one would be his wife. One girl was the most beautiful girl he had ever seen. He fell in love with her looks, if you know what I mean. There was nothing that she didn't ask for that he didn't get. So wait one minute, you haven't heard nothing yet. He spent money on this woman like he had it to burn. He gave her everything, but received nothing in return. Now this other woman in his life was nice and sweet. She was the kind of woman any man wouldn't mind to meet. In his eyes, she was just okay. She wasn't the type that he would see every day. Now, this woman loved him from the start, but at times his body would be with her, but not his heart. All this woman wanted was his love and his time, and she would do anything for him at the drop of a dime. Now, this man sits to himself and he thinks, which one do I keep? Which one do I let go? He sits to himself and he thinks, I have a beautiful woman who doesn't love me, who's not waiting for me at home. I have a nice, sweet woman who loves me, who's home all alone. Which one do I keep? Which one do I let go? This man came to a decision, as you must know. He kept a beautiful woman who didn't love him and who was never home, and left the nice, sweet woman home all alone. There is a lesson in this story that everyone must learn. Don't keep giving your all to a person that gives nothing in return. Sometimes the very best thing for us is always the one thing we refuse. We all have hearts and minds that we must use. As time goes on, we sit back and we wait. And then we realize the one thing we let go was the best thing for us, but it'd be too late. They say beauty's only skin deep, and I believe that's true. So just sit back and think about this story I just told to you. Beauty's only skin deep.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow. And she backed her that powerful piece up with scripture, so what can you say about it? It is so true. Wow.
Amazing.
He did your thing. Hey, see, that's why you got to keep coming back here, young lady.
That's exactly why.
And,
I believe. That's
and
exactly
drop
why.
A bomb and then disappear for another 3 months.
Right, disappear for another
I'm
three
fine.
Weeks or so. You know?
Yeah, things like that, we need to hear. And it's because there are so many people that are caught up in the physical, the outward person.
Yeah.
Man, listen.
Mm-hmm.
Man, listen.
Mm-hmm. And the sad thing is they'll pick, some people have picked looks over, they'll pick looks over, you know, and be miserable over,
yep.
you know,
mm-hmm.
just to be
yep.
happy, you know. Looks are not
yep.
everything.
Yep.
Looks fade. But the heart is all will always remain.
That's
mm-hmm.
right. That's right.
Absolutely.
It's all you see. That's really that's all social media tells us is it's about looks.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta look a certain way. You gotta be a certain way. You know, I don't want to go to social media. I don't want to see a social media page. I don't want to see none of that. Let's see how you are out in public without all of the, you know, all of the enhancements, the beauty enhancements,
mm-hmm.
if you will.
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. it's so bad that
yeah.
even men now have beauty enhancements. I'm
yes,
just like, are you serious right now? Like, you know,
yeah.
you know, certain beauty enhancements are okay, but you do know that you don't wear that to bed, right? You know, you all that stuff has got to come off at some point. You know,
yeah,
you're not
it makes some
you're
people
not,
look like a totally different person.
Totally different person, man. I will never forget my ex-wife. She's into all of that makeup and stuff, right? She sent me a picture and I was like, oh, that's cute, who's that? She's like, you don't recognize me? I said, no, that looks nothing like you. What she did was her and my stepdaughter, they entered a Disney beauty contest, and she made them both up to look like Disney princesses. And I promise
oh,
you
wow.
I did not know that was her. I had no idea. I told her, I'm sorry. I said, nope, that is not you.
Wow.
Yeah, you were beautiful before you put all that mess on.
Hey, right.
Yeah.
I sentiment and I echo Paul's words. I love the scripture reference you used before you started your piece because it definitely added a scope of depth to it that made us really dig deeper. So I loved
mm-hmm.
it, and I love your work.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So that means you just need to come back more often and share it with us. You know, we need to
okay.
keep up on that.
Agreed.
Okay.
We need to do that more and more. Yes.
Thank you all so much. Thank
Hello.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Dan, are you in the studio?
I am.
Could you close the mic? I just lost my studio. I have to bring it back up.
All right. I got it.
This one. Wow. That piece there was amazing.
Yeah, man. Definitely. Amazing. You know, it's, man. Dynamic piece. Act. Dynamic art.
Yeah. Huh. Not letting me back in just yet. Okay. We're going to keep things moving right along. My brother, if you don't mind, would you open the next mic for us?
Absolutely. Mama Oladeji.
Well, I should have tightened with this. Uh-oh. Hello, Queen Mother. How are
Hello.
You?
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm mad.
Good.
I enjoyed that last poet so much. I jumped up and like, wait a minute. That was.
Right.
Oh, man. She told that story. She reminded me of modern day Griot, for real. That was great. What was her name?
Marie Benjamin.
Oh, okay. I'm going to try to find her on Facebook. So it made me, I had another poem pulled out for you and Van. When she did that one, I said, well, let me put my 2 cents in on what I feel like pretty is as pretty does. The name of my pieces that I pulled up for y'all, and I put the other one away until maybe I do a speed round, it's called Pretty Ugly. That's the name of my piece.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
All right. Mike is yours.
Pretty Ugly. Ooh, I know some people like that. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That's because I started thinking about people.
Right.
Okay, here we go. Pretty Ugly. You can't be beautiful and act ugly. Pretty is as pretty does. Eventually, her pretty face turned hard and cruel. A crone of sorts, likened to a hyena. And she would stir the cauldron pot of chaos. Her sweet laughter also became more of a cackle. He would go into the store and think of her. He would think of her as he shopped, and he would pick out beautiful things. Then one day, her beauty failed to appear. She adorned herself with beautiful things, the beautiful things he bestowed upon her. Yet one day, her beauty didn't budge. Her overbearing ugliness appeared instead. Her scolding ways became her and changed her appearance into that of a termagant. The silly and fun things that she used to do were now but smoldering insult. She had said many hurtful things with that tongue. Loved ones no longer enjoyed her presence. She was still beautiful, though. But no one enjoyed her flip, lip, and snide remarks. The human eye could no longer decipher, and her sweetness was buried deep down under tons of ridicule. Her voice was shrill and cutting, and we all moved away from her embrace because beauty is only skin deep. Will she rise again out of the ashes? Or will she be buried under her misery? Well, at least she may learn a lesson, and that is to never beep off a poet. In peace.
Wow.
That's a powerful piece. You almost be telling us something, or telling the listening audience something. And we spend too much time on the physical. And we need to look at the people, look at the heart. We need to start looking at each other like God looks at us.
Because I know some pretty ugly people. I mean, beautifully ugly.
Okay.
It's funny you should say that. When I was in high school, there was a girl who was a couple of years older than me, and we became friends, but I thought she was just butt ugly. Short hair, real blue black. And as I got to know her, she's such a beautiful woman. I can't look at her today and see how I ever thought she was ugly. Because her inside just took your focus to where it should be, at her heart.
Right.
She's a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
You know?
And then the opposite of that is the ones that's really beautiful. Once you get them home and they start being in nasty attitude and all that, it's like you said, how did I ever see anything beautiful out of that?
Here's the crazy thing, is a lot of these publicly beautiful people, because of social media, will show you their ugliness like right away,
away.
And that's why I like to see what's between the ears.
Or at least it's under the breath, with a heart around the heart area.
Wow. Yeah, it's now, Mama O, I'm gonna let you know.
Yeah, baby.
I'm going to borrow that line. I'm letting you know right now publicly that I'm going to borrow that line. So I don't want you to tell me that I done took something. No. I'm letting you know right now. Because I like that reference. What's under the breast? Mm-hmm. I love that reference, so I am going to borrow that.
Well, I'm glad you did, because I didn't even think it was all that. So that's a compliment. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow.
Okay, yeah. So.
But you know, I'm thinking
there's another
thought process that comes to my mind about that. Pretty ugly. We have those that are ugly on the inside. Then we have those that are physically ugly. Then we have those ones that, like, what movie was that? I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker, I think, maybe. Where's you? Then she starts picking off body parts.
Yeah.
Look, the fake eyelashes come off, the nails come off, the wig comes off, the makeup comes off.
Yeah.
And you're looking at a monster.
Well, you might be able to tolerate it if they had a sweet disposition. There's a brother from Africa the other day. He writes me in private chat, and he goes, I'm looking for a wife. What should I look for? And so I wrote him back and said, a sweet disposition. He writes me back and says, disposition? What is that?
Right.
So, so then I sent him the dictionary meaning of disposition, and he was really happy, and so now he's going to look for a wife with a good disposition.
Okay.
It is the most important
thing. You'd be real miserable. You got this arm candy that you just can't stand to be with, but you're stuck.
Yeah.
Get to know that heart before you make them big decisions.
Right.
Know who it is that you're making that commitment before God with.
Yeah. One of high character and a good disposition. That's the best I can tell my sons, both of you. Telling you, both of you, and not just my African sons. If you're looking for a wife, that's what I think you should look for, one with a good disposition. So if she has a good disposition, basically, she'll be
awesome.
A good woman. Yeah.
I'm going to take that under advisement. I'm not looking for no wife. I'm not looking for no wife.
Okay.
I had two, and we see how those turned out. But I'm gonna take it under
advisement. If you do, now you got tools. You didn't have tools before, so.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
There you go.
All right. Love you both.
Advice. Love you as well, Mama. God bless
you. God bless.
I think the thing tonight
Physical, on the inside. And I'm loving it.
Yeah, because he can pitch you up on a couple lines. I'm curious to see how you're going to how you're going to use the one about
under the
breast.
Listen, I've already got ideas twirling around in my head. Because, you know, I love writing pieces about love.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, I'm glad she said that, because it gives me it's an angle that I've never ever looked at from that perspective. So, man, I love it. Thanks for the inspiration.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
That's a beautiful thing. That's Songs of Solomon-esque.
It is. It really is. Yes. Yes. My God, yes.
All right. Let's see. Do we have anybody else with their hands up?
Not yet.
Okay, good.
Everybody is scared, man. What is wrong with you? Okay, we got somebody else. We got somebody else. I believe I know who this is, too. I believe we've got our brother, DSR's own CEO, King Spade. What's good with you, bro?
King Spade don't mess with us like that.
We got him. No, he's right here. He got him. I knew when I smelt the wings in the hallway, he was here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm here. I don't know what Mr. Simpson is about, man. I mean, I got y'all pre-order right here, man.
Thank you, bro.
You know?
Okay, Thank you, bro. I appreciate you.
I so appreciate it. Yes, indeed, because, you know, I'm a fat man in a skinny body. I love my wings.
Oh, man.
Oh,
yeah, things are
with you. What's good with you, Ryan?
Hey, man, I'm chilling, you know, checking y'all out here on a Sunday. You know, shout out to the Inspiration Factory. You know, keep doing y'all thing over here. And, I mean, I brought this piece for y'all, you know, something for the youth, a little message. You know what I mean? Whenever y'all ready.
Absolutely.
The mic is yours, King.
Yeah, title of this piece is called Misguided Black Youth. No, not her. She is too dark. Boy, yet you are the same complexion. No, not him. He is too light. Girl, look in the mirror. You exist one shade darker than him. I hate what color I am. One fist in the air as I look in the mirror, never to reject my skin. Think about it. Why do the races hate us? Tanning booths, yeah, they're afraid of the truth. Melanin, our inheritance. Egyptian royalty, drenched in gold, yet we did sell out our own. All races have their own stuff to work through. Yet that doesn't give you the right to quit. Forget about what misguidance you have been told. Wake up, black youth. Find your own truth. Gaps in those textbooks will have your mind ripping off the roofs. Turn into your own media to get the truth. I had two courses to explain my roots, American history. Pissed on my roots, excuse my French. African-American history exposed the truth. Lost archives to be uncovered to find our roots. Don't be an Uncle Ruckus blinded by false truth as a question remains. Who are you? Can everything really be found by searching the net? Black youth, lost in the veil of self-hate and the American subliminal message. Believe in everything we tell you. Black on black crime, trust there is a design. Ghetto ignorance brought up by certain parents giving negative education, false demonstrations, fake friends with negative influences. I dare you, no, I dare you, no, I dare you all to find the truth. Elevate, upgrade, be more than what you appear to be, our black youth. And that's always from DSR all day.
Man.
That was it.
Man.
It was a powerful piece, but it was a well-timed piece.
Indeed.
But what's going on in this world today with our youth? They need to know these things. You know, that's more important than some of the classes they go to for a whole semester. That's going to tell them something that can guide them through life, you know, instead of some of the falsities that they're taught in school. That's what they need to learn. These are the types of things that will help them in life. I appreciate you for that, Kane, because that piece right there.
Hey, no problem, man. No problem.
You need to go to some schools and do that one.
Real yeah, right. Man. I was just thinking that, man. That is a pretty, pretty powerful piece for the youth. And my brother, you definitely should take that into the school system, man, and just recite that for them. Give them some insight to what it looks like when someone truly cares about their well-being, because right now this generation is totally different. Totally different. They have no hope sometimes, and only want to live for right now.
Hey, indeed, man. Hey, I appreciate all that, man. You know, y'all giving me something to think about, and when I was reciting that piece, and plus what y'all just said, y'all made me think back in the past. You know, when I was taking those school classes, and how these courses kept changing. You know, the more I grew older, you know, how a teacher taught this class differently than the other. I'm thinking, like, well, why every time I take a history class, you know, you're telling me different messages in each different year. I'm in eighth grade. This one is saying that one. I'm in 10th grade. They changed the whole story. I'm like, well, who's lying and who's telling the truth here?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
So,
right.
And I had a woman teacher. I mean, she was a black woman. And she, later, I think I might have had her in 11th or 12th grade. And she taught both classes, which was kind of odd to me. You know, she taught American history and African American history. And I took both courses. And I was sitting there thinking, I mean, it was funny to me because she never lied. He told the truth on both sides of the coin. So I was like, well, I mean, you ain't going to get fired for this, are you?
Right.
So, and she was exposing a lot of stuff, but I was like, hopefully I see, I mean, I think I was in 11th grade, and I was thinking, hopefully I see you next year.
Wow.
You know,
that's funny.
Yeah,
because
she told us
stuff. For keeping it real.
Yeah, she kept it real. You know,
oh, wow.
a little too real. I'm like, are you still getting paid? Because I don't know if you were supposed to tell us all that.
Right, man. She took her profession seriously. She's an educator. She was educating me. You know, it's funny. When I was ready to graduate, they required 17 credits. I had 19 credits, but they told me I couldn't graduate because Black American history didn't count as a social studies credit. I had to take Western cultures, non-Western cultures, sociology, psychology. Black American history, they did not accept it as a credit. Until my Dukes went up to that school and went into a closed door session with him.
Wow.
She came up to me. She came out of that. She told me, "You're walking."
Now that sounds a little funny to me that you said they didn't count it as a credit, but you're so quick.
It was an elective. They counted it
right.
As an elective.
Right, I got you, but I'm talking about the government, though. You know, you're so quick to try to control what's being taught in the school system and stuff, but you're not counting it as something, you know, that we need here.
Right.
Yeah.
And all that. You're quick to change what's going on, though. I mean, why bother changing the message around if you don't really care?
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely. So that's why pieces like that one that you just did, wake up call for our youth, particularly the African-American youth. They need to hear that. They need to hear the truth. So I applaud you for that piece.
Yes, sir.
I would like to invite you to come back and do that next Sunday, which is Youth Sunday. In the event that we have some young folk calling, they need to hear that.
Yes, sir.
Hey, if I'm free around that time, if I'm available, I will try to do that, man. You know?
I appreciate you for that. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. And let us congratulate you on being back. DSR is back, y'all. If you don't know, now you know. They are back and rocking out with some dynamic shows, so make sure y'all tune in. King Spade, let them know when the shows are and when they can tune in, my brother.
All right. Well, this week I'm not for certain, but we do have a feature show set for the 29th of this month. We're going to have the poet, performing artist by the name of Beautiful Disaster. She is the CEO of a company for women, you know, young youth. I believe the company is called Grow. You know, inspiring young black girls to be more than what they are. And, she wears many hats. So definitely check us out on the 29th. She will be in the building with your host Gina Storm and co-host Rebel P. Jones at DSR's All Stars.
Nice.
Okay. That sounds like a good show. I'm definitely going to put that in my calendar. Wow. That's good to hear. So what is the number? Why don't you post it in the event page as well, King Spade, the contact information for DSR.
I will.
Absolutely. I'm glad. I am glad you're back.
We appreciate you as well, King. Thank you so much for coming through and, you know, representing DSR and giving us that dynamic, inspiring piece for the youth, man. Love that, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Awesome, awesome. All right, Ken, we're going to set you in the praise lounge with the other callers. We're going to bring on this next caller and on the next two callers, and I guess we'll play it by ear. We may do a speed round depending on the time, and we may not. But stick around at any rate. Appreciate you coming through, Ken.
Appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
All right. One love, one mic. God bless you.
One love, one mic, brother.
One love, one mic.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the CEO of DSR, Kane Spade. Next on the mic, we're going to keep things moving right along. Area code 267. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. And who is it that we have speaking?
The Pearl of Negra. How you gonna clear your throat after my number? You don't know my number by now? Yeah, I caught that. Oh man.
No, I did know. I had it typed in earlier. Then what did you do? Drop out and come back in?
I sure did. You know what? I had my phone in my bra and it lit up, and I think that just exposed the dial pad, the keypad, and it hit the disconnect, the red phone, and it cut you off. And I was coming in the house. What?
I am so glad right now that David Mott isn't here to hear that comment.
I ain't studying Dave.
We'd have had to do this song.
Yeah, he'd have got it in the inbox later on, so I ain't feeling good today, but I'll catch up to them tomorrow.
We know you will. But I tell you what, make sure you do that in one of the group chats. I'll be sure to listen in.
I'll go. How you doing, Van? Hey, Paul.
I'm doing good.
Racer X.
How you doing?
Well, I forgot about you, didn't I? Yeah, I'm good. I did my first live performance in front of my daughter and her neighbors tonight. That was different. That was different. Right. They dug it. Giving me numbers and information, and Okay, I'll check it out.
Congratulations.
Pretty easy. Thank you. It helped that I was a little, you know. They told you. And I was like, okay. My daughter still has something to say. She ain't never performed for me by myself. Okay. That's how they are.
Oh, she didn't get a private viewing, so she was upset.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
Hear her tell it. Wow. I've never read no poetry in front of her. how y'all doing tonight?
Doing good. How you doing?
She liked it.
I'm doing
great.
What did you say, Paul?
I said the fact that you did it in front of your daughter and she enjoyed it is kudos in and of itself. Because you know how kids are, especially when it comes to the parents. You know?
You embarrass me. Oh, dad, not in front of my friends, you know, that kind of thing.
We definitely have embarrassed them.
That's a big kudos.
It is. Thank you. It is. I beg it. I have embarrassed my daughter from time to time when she was coming up, but I really didn't care.
That's a requirement.
With me, in my life, it's a requirement. You have me as a mother, I'm going to expose certain things that you know you're not supposed to be doing. That way you don't do it no more.
Right.
You know?
I know that's right. Or at least don't think twice.
It's a psychology.
I know that's right. Hey, whatever works.
It is.
Ever works.
It's good to hear your voices, though.
So are you going to do tonight? Are you going to
do the piece
of dick for your daughter?
No. Okay. No. That's not appropriate. It's not for this show.
No. Okay. Well, thank you for that.
I have an older piece that I can do tonight. I didn't think I was going to get on, but I'm calm now. I'm good.
Does this piece have a title?
It does have a title. Do you ask everyone? Can I ask you something? Do you ask everyone that? Does this piece have a title, or is it just me?
I'll ask them maybe, what is the title?
But mine is, do
I'm
you
not
have a title? Like,
is,
did you actually
you
title
out.
It this time?
No.
So
you took it the wrong way.
No, I'm just
seeing that wrong.
I'm just joking. I'm trying to lighten it a little bit. All right. I have a piece, and it is titled, and the title is called Be Good to You.
I know that's right. Mic is yours.
Thank you. Define you by you, because you do not need the opinions of them to validate you or be good to you. I am to me. The level of my energy you want is exclusive to special. You have to go through love to meet me there. You can't just walk right up into claiming being a light worker. You have to have gone through some things in this life. And clear skin, no tails. See, I may not have completely ascended, but I have reached spiritual alignment and enlightenment. Because I've learned patience, which allowed me to completely relinquish the desire to control everything. The other is humility, which allows me to recognize that I am no greater or less than, but to appreciate and be grateful for all that I have and all that I am. Now, just because I'm awakened spiritually doesn't mean that I can't continue to enjoy life. I can't continue to enjoy life or still love the things that I love in this realm. Because I still love Nike, Louis Vuitton, and Manny Petty's at the nail salon. Your heart going, truth flowing, third eye beaming, and your crown chakra protected. And ascending is the satisfying part of it. always staying in the conscious place of wanting to know and grow more. And you don't have to separate yourself from everything, just the things that don't serve your highest good. So be good to yourself. I am for me. My second.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Amazing. Thank you. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Love it, La Pearl La Negra.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it seems to be a theme generating tonight.
What's that?
You know, with these pieces, you know,
mm-hmm.
they all kind of are stemming towards inner self-reflection.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it's at.
Yeah.
That's where it's at. That's
absolutely.
The thing. Y'all know the thing? That's the thing in life. You know,
okay.
You got to know who you are.
Yes.
Once
yes.
you know the
yes.
thing
yes.
inside, you know who you are. You got this. It's smooth sailing.
Okay. It's all
that's right.
downhill.
You know why?
You're absolutely right.
That's right, because that's where spirit lives. That's where spirit dwells, within.
That's
not hovering
that's
outside,
yeah.
it's within you. And people don't understand that. Spirit does not hover. Spirit is in you. You are spirit. You have to understand you are a part of him. Okay? And he is with you all
right.
the time. This is why he says he never abandons you. He's in your heart. That's where he dwells. Your heart is always with you.
Mm-hmm.
To get that through yourself. That's right. Go within. Every answer
once
that you need to, whatever it is you want to know, trust me. Spirit got the answer. All you got to do is go within yourself and know that that's where he resides. You have to honestly know that. It's not about just believing. It's about knowing, which is what I stress to everybody all the time. It's not just about faith. It's about knowing. Okay? And that, and you get that from building a special relationship with him. That means you have the best relationship with yourself because it's love. It's all love inside. That's how we were designed. But people don't recognize that in themselves sometimes. They see other things. They look, you know, they stay on a superficial level and they can't see past that outward appearance and understand that spirit doesn't have an appearance. It doesn't have a form or a shape. It's energy, the greatest energy you can ever be within. And it's love, and people need to get that through their head. This world will straighten up if they understood that, but it is what it is. You know, I'm telling you, this is truth that I speak. If you go inside yourself, spirit will answer all your questions. And still be right there with you, helping you out, protecting you, keeping you covered, all of that good stuff. But I ain't going to take up all your time. Y'all know how I get. I can go on and on and on about this.
No.
I can keep going. I can keep going. It's just real spiritual. It's real deep. Oh, yeah.
It's true. You know, everything, every particle of existence has a nucleus. That where all of it stems from. And that's what our spirit is in us. That's our nucleus, you know. And you got to remember that. You got to claim that. You got
to
act.
You have to claim that.
You know that you have that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the enemy's greatest tricks is to get us to believe things like that. That there is no spirit within.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't want you to know that. Enemy don't want you to know that that's where your strength resides within you. They don't want you to know spirit is there. They want you to believe that it's some big old grumpy guy with a gray beard sitting down on looking down from a chair, just like nope,
right.
It's not like that. It isn't like
they
that.
They're gonna be in for the big
spirit
surprise.
Spirit is energy, but it's the most. Oh God, it's so beautiful, and it's nothing but light. There is no darkness with spirit. No. Whatsoever. It's nothing but light. Once you go back home, you're not even going to know what it is, what darkness or evil is, because it's not like that in the heavenly realm. It's peace. y'all getting me going.
It's all right.
I'm so serious, though. You guys, it's such a beautiful experience. What else in existence can show that much love to you, regardless of what you do? They'll love you and forgive you and protect you, continue to protect you, continue to guide you. He does all of that, all of that, in spite of what we do. And it's so good because you know you're loved. When you feel his presence, when he's really trying to get your attention, when you feel his presence, it's a beautiful, beautiful light thing. You could lose everything, and within his presence, you'd be the happiest you've ever been.
That's right.
You cannot be unhappy dwelling within love and then the heavenly realm. Oh, God. It's so beautiful. Some of us got to go through layers to get up there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, because there's some things that we have to amend for, some more than others, but we all return to source. And I wish people would understand that we come from one source, it's the highest power, okay? Some come across some really bad energy on the way down here, and it takes over. But eventually, we all return to the source, and that is light. It's nothing but light. And we get a chance to come back. We've lived many lifetimes and had many experiences, but we always go back home, always. Once we learn what we have to learn down here, we go back home.
Yeah.
And then we are given the choice to come back again. Y'all got me going on this. Okay. It is. It's so much power up here.
Right.
Go ahead.
All night tonight, things have been put out. The information has been imparted. Apparently, it needs to be getting out there. So how are we going to stand?
There's a message. There's a message that is being delivered to you, and you have to listen to it when it comes to you. We pray for messages from above. We pray for contact, for conversation, for something, and when you get it, you know it uses people. When you get it, you're actually supposed to pay attention to it and listen to it. Because it's something that he's trying to show you, something that he's trying to tell you. Maybe he did something good and he wants to let you know. That's exactly what I wanted you to do. Thank you. Now I'm going to give you some rewards for it. Those are what you call answers to your prayers, your rewards.
Hmm.
Yeah. Y'all really gonna have class tonight, huh?
Y'all get them.
That's right.
It's 10:20. So, I want you to hang around for a little while with us, if you would be so kind.
I'm here.
You gonna bring
on
the caller?
I feel better.
Good.
Thank you.
God's will be done. Amen.
Now, before she go, you can't let it go that easy, Paul. She got to give us what she got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe.
Oh, let me bring her right back in.
Hey, you can't let her go just yet.
Yeah, you muted me.
She started to get away.
I wasn't even going to go in the studio and unmute myself. Oh, well. Okay, in the Epiphany universe. On Saturday, next Saturday night, I am in Poetic Therapy with my Cool Mountain Man co-host, being the man, Phillips. Monday night at 9. We are back and up and running with the Neo Soul Cafe. And I am 1/4 host of that with the CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Essentially, Johnny, who does an awesome job with the event page, and Poetic, And don't forget, we have a second half of the show where we tap into your creative side. This segment is called Pick Up Your Pen. You are given some phrases and you have to write a piece. Just in the time limit of the song, please, you're really going to enjoy it. Now, Wednesday night, I'm in the love zone with my sexy, sultry voice, Diva Ms. V.I.K. The topic of discussion I can mention tonight on here, and we want to know, what do you do to spice up your love life if you're in a relationship? And if you're not, what did you do to spice up your relationship? First Wednesday night at 9. Y'all come on by and get caught up in the love zone. Back to you, gentlemen. And Van, I know you wanted to say something.
I do. Yes, the Soul Cafe will be next Monday. Tomorrow night is Raw with Rain.
I said next Monday. I did say next Monday, didn't I? Well, if I didn't, I apologize.
That's okay.
Okay.
I got you.
And thank
got
you for the correction. Thank you for the correction.
Does that mean you're human?
That's what's up. And that is it, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, La Perla Negra.
Perla Negra. Boy, she's busy.
She is busy. She is busy.
Wow.
Yes, she is.
She does a good job.
Absolutely. What do we got next?
On this mic is none other than Miss Gina Storm. And her hand is raised. Now let's see if she's muted or not.
I'm off mute. I was texting my mom. Hold on, Mommy. I got a storm.
I know that's right. Hey, Gina.
Hey, happy Sunday, y'all.
Happy Sunday. How
Thank
are you?
To you?
I think I've been unmuted on two mics at the same time. Okay, good. I can remute my mic on that mic. You know that's a thing. I've actually had to do that where I got unmuted on two shows at one time and spit one piece for both mics. So thank God that wasn't my struggle right now. I'm just happy to be here and have been, you know, paying attention enough to the point where my hand was raised and I got off mute when my name was announced.
Okay. Awesome. See, there you go.
I'm ahead of the curve. Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was sick and now I'm on the mend. I don't even feel like I'm on the mend anymore. I'm back.
There you go.
And the beautiful thing about it, when you don't know exactly what's going on with you, but you're not well, you pray. There's no point in worrying about it. You pray. And then what needs to take place will. And I'm honest with you about this and transparent because I know better than to worry. I always pray. But if I'm soliciting advice from the elders in my family, you know, my mom, second mom, poetry mom, real mom, everybody, I need help. Any and every older person in my life that had any suggestion, I took it, tried it, did it, said it, meditated on or whatever I thought would help. Because it was bad. I was really sick. And then just like it never happened, it's gone. And it's one of those things, and like I told my mom, sometimes it's a combination of things that can snowball out of control. But that's one of the things that we need to be mindful of, our bodies. Listen to your body.
Yeah.
Pay attention.
Yes.
When it's tired, lay down. Even if you can't sleep, rest yourself. Sometimes your body will be shaky because you think that you're getting enough to drink, but you're dehydrated, even though you feel like you're hydrated enough. And always, no matter what you drink, drink more water than anything else. And this is coming from somebody that you don't talk to me before my coffee in the morning. But I still drink more water than coffee. And even if I drink a glass of wine every night, I still drink more water than wine. So, yeah, it's all things in moderation, but not water. Oh, drink plenty
Absolutely.
Of water.
Absolutely.
So yeah, now that I'm on the mend, I just wanted to come back and thank God for it, and for everybody who prayed for me and sent some well wishes, because I didn't do that by myself. I was prayed up, and I appreciate it.
Amen.
I know that's right.
Yeah. Amen.
That's that spirit. Beautiful thing to see it and see it work, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's one of those things to where I, as happy as I am to be back, fully functioning myself again and just thrilled that that's behind me, one, I didn't go through it alone. Two, it wasn't just my prayers that were answered. And three, but God, I can't say enough wonderful things about the blessing that he's been to me and my family, the things that he's gotten us through, seen us through, helped us overcome and to achieve. People always say when bad things happen in the world, why did God allow that to happen? God didn't do that. That's because God didn't do that. Things happen. And as a result, sometimes, you know, lives are lost or people get sick or whatever the situation is. But that's not something to blame God for. But I have something to praise God for. But I can't worry about that. I just came to be thankful and grateful.
Can't go wrong with that.
Not at all.
That's a recipe for success.
Absolutely.
Gina, what did you bring, Corson? What did you bring to share with us this evening besides the sermon that was well-timed and well-needed?
Absolutely. Just keep allowing God to use me in any way that he wants me to be used. So I know a lot of people say God gave them a message. I don't know if God gave me a message, but he gave me a voice. When I had lost it, he gave it back. I promised him that every day I praise his name. This is one of those days when I'm going to praise. So I've just, my freestyle this evening will simply be titled, To God Be the Glory.
Mike is yours.
I often hear people say that the words that they spit when they're on a mic or the things that they write every single time, every day, it wasn't them, it was God inspired. They're using the gift that God gave them in the way that they ought to. And I get that, and I love it too. But sometimes you gotta just take it away from the poetry and get back to the language that we used to use when we stayed in prayer. When our conversations out loud were just like those in our head, when we were sharing parts of ourselves, we were thankful for the people that we lost and the people who we still had. We were always giving parts of ourselves to others. Generosity and kindness weren't something that seemed foreign. I never had to ask a question like, where was the humans and humanity? Because it was everywhere, you see. I'm not saying that the whole world was holding hands, singing Kumbaya, but it's gotten real bad. These are difficult times. At 1:30 a.m., I was asleep and woke up to a text message on my phone. It was my son-in-law saying that my daughter was okay and that he loved all of us. And my daughter was outside. I got up in a panic and opened my front door and turned on the porch light because I thought he meant outside my house and I'd missed a call from her. But that wasn't the case. He was drunk texting and didn't mean to alarm me. But what he had to know immediately, just like the song says, try Jesus, not me, because I fight. And I'm sorry, but I still do use these hands, even though I'm a Christian, and I'm trying to be in a better place. Man, it just gets hard sometimes when people try you and play silly games. I know that boy meant no harm, but y'all remember why Gina Storm's my name. I'm a throat-punching Christian, and I'm trying to be in a better place every single day. So when I was sick and I got better, even though people did things that they aren't, I even had a friend steal money from me, but I felt like whatever it was that was worth it for him to lose me as a friend, I pray that he gets through that too and that he doesn't take it any further and doesn't hurt anyone for getting what he needs so that he can do what he needs to do. I know what addiction looks like, and if that's the case, then he has sunk into a brand new low place. I'm going to keep him in my thoughts and prayers, but he could never again come into my home or have a conversation with me. I have to pray for some people from a distance, you see. But I'm thankful for God being in my life, for his grace and mercy, because I try to be the best people I can be every single day. I have an example to set, and next weekend, being the Friends and Family weekend for the Inspiration Factory, I have my famous three with me so we can do poetry. And it can't be I do one thing and I tell them another. No, they know who I am. I'm just trying to do better. I know that God knows my heart and my condition, and he will not allow me to go all half-cocked in some revenge-type mission. No, I have to be still. When he tells me to, I have to be in prayer and always supplicate. I'm trying to be a better person. I repent when I sin. Right now, that's all I can do because I'm human. But I pray like nobody's business. And on today, I'm thankful to be in a position to even say what God brought me through again and how he wouldn't allow me to lose my cool and always be prayerful and thankful for the people in my life that keep me living right. I love all of you. I'm Gina Stone. That's more of a prayer than a piece.
Amen.
Whoa.
Amen.
Yes, yes. You know, she, I like the progression of the piece. You know, you started off by talking about you took away the poetry, so we go back to something about going back to the original tongue, like the, you know, the praise, the worship. You know, that's powerful to me because I think a lot of times my pieces are praise and worship. Then when you said that, sometimes I can't just use that for that purpose. I need to get away from that poetic flow, and just have that earnest. Original praise like that, and then a little later on, you talk about how you'll use these hands, you know. And
yes,
that still shows that
not to be misunderstood. Always. I'm gonna pray for you. I'm gonna pray that you recover. I'm gonna pray that your throat box isn't crushed, that your larynx isn't, you know, going to require surgery. But however it works out, as long as you don't die, I will pray you through it. But you won't never do that again. Journey for me, you know, so trying to be a better person, trying to be nonviolent, trying to turn the other cheek, trying to be forgiving, trying to not think that the world's a terrible place and people suck, because people keep showing me that there are angels on earth. People keep showing me that there are blessings and anointings. I understand that money can be replaced. I was not harmed or injured. My daughter was safe. He was drunk texting. The things that would have literally made me blow a gasket previously. Things that all I can do is see the bright side and thank God about for and got through without reacting in a way that I used to do before that was unfavorable and had me in a court-appointed anger management class and some other type spots. So, you know, being a better person, it does have its advantages.
Yes, indeed. But you know what? The beginning of that was all aggressive type feelings, but then you tied it all up. Towards the end, where you said that you had to be still. You realized that you got to be still.
I cannot wait back. You know what my mother said? You don't have to show up for every fight you're invited to. I said, I kind of feel like they died. They tried me. Mm-hmm. I kind of feel like they dared me. She was like, and how old you got to be before you stop reacting to that? I don't know, but it ain't today. So I'm trying to every day be the person that can stand down, not show up for the fight. Let them fight themselves. Right. I'll watch. I don't know. But you know what? Just be a better person. Yeah.
You know, somebody put it on Facebook in a little bit. You fall back.
That's it. Yeah. Sometimes I don't have to react. Just fall back. That's enough.
Absolutely.
Oh, but God, because I did not do this by myself. I could not have. Tried several times unsuccessfully. I tried with the help of other people. This had to be divine intervention was the only thing that was going to save me from being a criminal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that's right.
And I didn't need that. I didn't need that.
Powerful piece.
I would have had an unnecessary record. This turned itself around because it was God's will, and I followed it to the letter.
Yeah.
Not always easy, but it has to be done. Thank God for the ability.
The rewards when you hindsight is such a beautiful thing in this respect.
Absolutely.
You look back and you see from where he's brought you from.
He knows where I started and he knows where I'm going, so I'm just thankful to have him to hold on to me in the process. I'm going to go to the praise lounge. Oh, look, I love church. I'm glad I made it here.
Yep.
I'll bring the famous through with me next Sunday. I needed this mic. I wanted to just praise God with the saints. So I'm going to go praise in the lounge now.
All right now.
All right.
One love, one mic, y'all.
Right.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Well, you know what, Van, my brother?
Yes, sir.
I think I want to hear a song. I have a particular song of mine that I want to hear.
Uh-oh.
And then we'll go from there.
Let me hear the worshiper with all of my praises. I want everybody around the world to put their hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise
is to our God.
To our God.
Every word of worship.
Every word of worship.
With one accord.
With one accord.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
God. To our God.
Come on everybody, sing hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah.
To our God.
To our God.
Glory hallelujah.
Glory hallelujah.
It's to our God.
To our God.
Come on, say every praise.
Every praise.
Say every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God.
To our God.
Y'all know how we do it. Take it up. Every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God.
To our God.
Every word of worship.
Every
one accord. Come on, say every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God.
To our God.
I want everybody all over the world to sing hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah.
To our God.
To our God.
Glory hallelujah.
Glory hallelujah.
It's to our God.
To our God.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God.
To our God.
Let's take it up one more time.
Every praise.
Come on everybody.
To our God.
Every word of worship.
Every word of worship.
With one accord.
With one accord.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God.
To our God.
I don't care how you're feeling right now. Sing hallelujah.
To our God.
Hey, this is what I love. God, my Savior.
Excuse me. I got caught with my mouth full. I thought I could get the Twinkie down before the song finished. Oh, man. Oh, every praise. I love that song.
Every praise.
I love that song. Whew. That was a close one. Now, folks, let me tell you. This has been an awesome night. The education of the night has been awesome. Everybody brought something to teach a little bit. And empower us. Iron sharpens iron. So,
yes, sir.
I get ready to close the show. But before we do that, I believe my brother Van has some very important public service announcements.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, join us tomorrow night for Raw with Rain, featuring Rain and essentially Janice. Tuesday night is going to be the Honey Drippers with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night is going to be the Love Zone, Miss VIP and La Perla La Negra. Thursday night's The Get Down with J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night is Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Saturday night is Poetic Therapy with La Perla La Negra and Stan the Man Phillips. And then we'll be right back here next Sunday with The Inspiration Factory, and it is Youth Poetry Night with Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. Paul, back to you.
Yeah. So as you see, Epiphany has a full week for your listening pleasure. Like I said earlier, it's been a wonderful night. I love what I've heard tonight. A lot of what I heard tonight I'm going to put into practice because there were little reminders for myself in different areas of life that I need to step up my game. You know, so I'm really appreciative for that. And I'm appreciative for our CEO, Mr. Larry Maddox, also known as Real the Poet, my brother Van, for hanging out with me all these months and months and months. We're getting old, man. Let me rephrase that. You're getting old, man.
I was going to say, speak for yourself, brother, because you're the one getting older.
I'm 36. I can turn it, this one around. I'm 36. But would you do us the honor, my brother, of closing us out in prayer?
It would be my pleasure. Let us go to the throne. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we humbly come to you, Lord God, first and foremost, asking forgiveness for any sins that we have committed against you, O Lord. And Father God, we want to thank you tonight for the callers, the poets, the listeners, those that were able to come through and share the gift that you have given them, and those who just sat listening. But Father God, we want to lift up every single person under the sound of our voice, not under the sound of our voice, saved and unsaved, Lord God. The world has become an interesting place, one that we know that you're not pleased. But Father, we know that you control all things. And the reason the world is the way it is because you will not mess with man's free will. So Father God, we lift up those to you who are sick and shut in, who are going through difficult trials and tribulations, Lord God. And Father God, let us thank you for those trials and tribulations because they are designed to help us grow, to make us stronger. We might not see the benefit of them now, but Lord God, we know that when the trial is over, you will get the glory and the glory will be yours and yours alone. And it will be one that we cannot claim. So Father God, we want to lift up our children to you, Lord God. We're seeing more and more increasing deaths because of this COVID-19 upon our youth. Father God, I lift not only my children, Lord God, but everyone else's children up to you right now as well, Lord God. That you heal them, that you protect them, Lord God. And whatever the reason is that you're allowing this pandemic to happen, Lord God, I pray that we can eliminate some of the hate that we have towards each other, Lord God, and move to come together so that we can live more peaceably. Father God, we want to lift up our CEO to you tonight, Lord God. Cover him, Lord God.
bless him mightily where he needs to be blessed. Cover every single one of his wants, every single one of his needs, Lord God, if that be thy will. And I echo those same sentiments for every single one of us. Do what you do, but let it be your will. And allow us to be good stewards over the things that you have bestowed upon us, because we know that if we're not good stewards, they will disappear. So, Father God, we just want to say that we love you, we praise you, and we will worship you in spirit and in truth. In the matchless name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hope to see you all next week. God bless.
God bless.
And I can close the show. Van, would you give the honors, please?
Did you want to play a song before we end, or just go ahead and close, Paul?
Hey, you can go ahead and play a song. You know me.
Paul
shut down, I'm bringing it back up.
All right. Let me go ahead and play this one.
I'll leave that choice to you.
All right.
It's a blessing to see people with their heads up to the sky still, 'cause honestly for the same people life can be so real. I'm amazed by all your strength, I am, and I'm grateful you come through, yeah. So I take this time to stop a moment and show my gratitude for you. I put my lighter in the air for you. I see what you're doing, yeah, I see what you go through. Put my lighter in the air, the truth is you're beautiful, 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 beautiful. Now put your lighter in the air for us. Everybody singing together, sing a new song. Put your lighter in the air for love. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Many mighty ships are sinking, many stars are falling down, and I count it as a blessing that you hold me up now. I can tell that you've been praying. My whole life has turned around, yeah, yeah. And I can't go without saying that I thank God for you all now, yeah, for you. I put my lighter in the air for you. I see what you're doing, yeah, I see what you go through. Put my lighter in the air, the truth is you're beautiful. Now put your lighter in the air for us. Everybody singing together, sing a new song. Put your lighter in the air for love. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Let me say yeah, 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 yeah. Say yeah, 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 yeah. Let me say yeah, 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 yeah. Sing a new song. Put your lighter in the air for love. It's beautiful.